Hello， 大家好，又到了和西哥学英语的节目时间了。FM 幺九幺幺八，喜欢本节目的同学呢，可以通过下载荔枝 FM 来收听本节目。那么希望大家怀着轻松欢快的心情来收听今天我们要说的这个话题 What do you want to do in the future? 这个问题在幼儿园、小学、初中乃至高中被老师一遍一遍的询问，你未来想做点什么？那么这个问题呢，你要是粗略的回答呢可以一笔带过，你要是仔细的想呢可能是想这么每天晚上睡不着的想也想不出来。那么这个问题究竟应该怎么回答呢？那么我们来了解一下。Okay, raise your hand if you ever been asked the question, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" Now.If you had to guess, how old would you say you were when you were first asked this question? You can just hold up fingers. 3, 5, 3, 5, 5. Okay, now raise your hand if the question, what do you want to be when you grow up, has ever caused you any anxiety? Any anxiety at all? I am someone who's never been able to answer the question, what do you want to be when you grow up?The problem wasn't that I didn't have any interest. It is that I had too many. In high school, I liked English and math and art, and I built websites and I played guitar in a punk band called Frustrated Telephone Operator. Maybe you've heard of us. This continued after high school, and at a certain point, I began to notice this pattern in myself where I would become interested in any area I would dive in, become all-consumed.I'd get to be pretty good at whatever it was, and then I would hit this point where I'd start to get bored. And usually I would start and persist anyway. Because I had already devoted so much time and energy and sometimes money into this field. But eventually, this sense of boredom, this feeling of like, yeah, I got this, this isn't the challenging anymore, it would get to be too much. I'd have to let it go.But then, I would become interested in something else, something totally unrelated, and I would dive into that, become all-consumed. And I'm like, yes, I found my thing, and then I would hit this point again where I'd start to get bored, and eventually I would let it go. But then I would discover something new and totally different. I would dive into that.This pattern caused me a lot of anxiety. For two reasons, the first was that I wasn't sure how I was going to turn any of this into a career. I thought that I would eventually have to pick up one thing, deny all of my other passions, and just resign myself into becoming bored. Two other reasons it caused me so much anxiety was a little bit more personal.I worried that there was something wrong with this, and something wrong with me for being unable to stick with anything. I worried that I was afraid of commitment, or that I was scattered, or that I was self-sabotaging. Afraid of my own success. If you can relate to my story and to these feelings, I'd like you to speak yourself a question that I wish I had asked myself back then.Ask yourself where you learn to assign the meaning of wrong or abnormal to doing many things. I'll tell you where you learn it. You learn it from the culture. We're first asked the question, what do you want to do when you grow up? When we're about 5 years old, and the truth is that no one really cares what you say when you are that age. It is considered an innocuous question.And pose to little kids to elicit cute replies like, I want to be an astronaut, or I want to be a ballerina, I want to be a pirate, insert Halloween costume here. But this question gets asked of us again and again as we get older in various forms. For instance, high school students might get asked what major they're going to pick in college, and at some point, what do you want to be when you grow up? Goes from being the cute exercise it once was to the things that keeps us up at night. Why? See, while this question inspires kids to dream about what they could be, it does not inspire them to dream about all that they could be. In fact, it does keep just the opposite, because when someone asks you what you want to be, you can reply with 20 different things. Though well-meaning adults will likely chuckle and be like, "How cute." But you can't be violin maker and psychologist, you have to choose. This is Dr. Bob Chills. And he is a luthier and psychotherapist. And this is Amy Ng, a magazine editor, turned illustrator, entrepreneur, teacher, and creative director. But most kids don't hear about people like this. All they hear is that they're going to have to choose. But it's more than that. The notion of the narrowly focused life is highly romanticized in our culture. It is this ideal of destiny, or the one true calling, the idea that we each have one great thing we're meant to do during our time on this earth. You need to figure out what that thing is and devote your life to it. But what if you're someone who isn't wired in this way? What if there are a lot of different subjects that you're curious about, and many different things you want to do? Well, this is no room for someone like you in this framework. So you might feel alone. You might feel like you don't have a purpose. You might feel like there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you when you are a multipotentialite. A multipotentialite is someone with many interests and creative pursuits. It is a mouthful to say. It might help if you break it up into three parts: multi-potential and it. You can also use one of the other terms that connote the same idea, such as polymath, the Renaissance person. Actually, during the Renaissance period, it was considered the ideal to be well-versed in multiple disciplines. Barbara Scher refers to us as scanners. Use whichever term you like or invent your own. I have to say, I find it sort of fitting that as a community, we cannot agree on a single identity. It is easy to see that your multipotentiality as a limitation or an affliction that you need to overcome. What I've learned through speaking with people and writing about these ideas on my website is that there are some tremendous strengths to being this way. Here are three multipotentialite superpowers. Idea synthesis. That is combining two or more fields and creating something new at the intersection. Shao Huang and Rachel Bentz from their shared interest in cartography. Data visualization, travel mathematics, and design when they founded Meshu. Meshu is a company that creates custom geographically inspired jewelry. Shah and Rachel came up with this unique idea not despite, but because of their eclectic mix of skills and experiences. Innovation happens at the intersections, that is, where the new ideas come from, and multipotentialities, with all of their backgrounds, are able to access a lot of these points of intersection. The second multipotentialite superpower is rapid learning. When multipotentialites become interested in something, we go hard. We observe everything we can get our hands on. We're also used to being beginners. Because we've been beginners so many times in the past, this means that we're less afraid of trying new things, stepping out of our comfort zones. What's more, many skills are transferable across disciplines, and we bring everything we've learned to every new area we pursue. So we're rarely starting from scratch. Nora Dunn is a full-time traveler and freelance writer. As a child concert pianist, she honed an incredible ability to develop muscle memory. Now she's the fastest typist she knows. Before becoming a writer, Nora was a financial planner. She had to learn the finer mechanics of sales when she was starting her practice, and this skill now helps her write compelling pitches to editors. It is rarely a waste of time to pursue something you're drawn to. Even if you end up quitting, you might apply that knowledge in a different field entirely, in a way that you couldn't have anticipated. The third multipotentialate superpower is adaptability. That is, the ability to morph into whatever you need to be in a given situation. Ab Kanjando is sometimes a video director, sometimes a web designer, sometimes a Kickstarter consultant, sometimes a teacher, and sometimes, apparently, James Bond. She's valuable because she does good things. Even more valuable because he can take on various roles. Depending on his client's needs, Fast Company magazine identified adaptability as the single most important skill to develop in order to thrive in the 21st century. The economic world is changing so quickly and unpredictably that it is the individuals and organizations that can pivot in order to meet the needs of the market that are really going to thrive. Idea of synthesis, rapid learning, and adaptability. Three skills that multipotentialities are very adept at. And three skills that they might lose if pressured to narrow their focus. As a society, we have a vested interest in encouraging multipotentialists to be themselves. We have a lot of complex, multidimensional problems in the world right now, and we need creative, out-of-the-box thinkers to tackle them. Now let's say that you are, in your heart, a specialist. You came out of the womb knowing that you want to be a pediatric neurosurgeon. Don't worry, there's nothing wrong with you either. In fact, some of the best teams are comprised of a specialist and multipotentialite paired together. The specialist can dive in deep and implement ideas, while the multipotentialite brings a breadth of knowledge to the project. It is a beautiful partnership, but we should all be designing lives and careers that are aligned with how we are wired. And sadly, multipotentialists are largely being encouraged simply to be more like their specialist peers. So with that said, if there is one thing you take away from this talk, I hope that is this. Embrace your inner writing, whatever that may be. If you're a specialist at heart, they by all means specialize. That is where you will do your best work. But to the multipotentialists in the room, including those of you who may have just realized in the last 12 minutes that you're one. To you, I say, embrace your many passions. Follow your curiosity down those rabbit holes. Explore your intersections. Embracing our inner wiring leads to a happier, more authentic life. And perhaps more importantly, multipotentialists. The world needs us. Thank you. 好了，那么给大家读完了，这是一篇有关这个，就是说你要是有很多的天赋啊，就你有很多的天赋，那你应该是个什么样的人呢？好了，那么我来仔细瞅一下这个演讲稿啊，就说的非常生动。他开头就在说，你小时候有没有被问过，就是你未来想要做什么，你以后想要做什么？我想大概有啊，这个讲台这个观众大部分人都举手了。那么他说，一般是几岁的时候问呢？三四五岁吧，对不对？完，他接下来又问一个问题。 Has this question ever caused you any anxiety?
这个问题给你带来焦虑了吗？你很焦虑吗？
I'm someone who's never been able to answer the question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
他说了，我就是那种那个问题给我带来焦虑的人。他说，这个问题我以后能做什么？这个问题我永远也答不出来。问题在哪儿啊？问题不是说我没有兴趣，问题是在于我有太多的兴趣。在高中的时候，我喜欢英语、数学、艺术，我创建网站，我玩吉他，在一个乐队里面玩吉他，名字叫做 Frustrated Telephone Operator， 也许你听说过。这个直到持续到了高中，到了一个特定的点呢，我开始注意到这个趋势 in myself where I would become interested in area that I would dive in， 我会就是我会就是埋头于我
感兴趣的领域，而且成为一个 all consume 就是全能的人。And I'd get to be pretty good at whatever it was. 我可能会擅长所有的东西，而且我会到了一个点上，我让我感觉到非常非常的无聊 ，get bored。而且我会说不定会试着去坚持，但 because I had already devoted so much time， 但是由于我已经投入了大部分的时间、还有能力、还有金钱在这个领域上，所以最终导致的是。就 the sense of boredom， 就是一种无聊的感觉，于是我就会放弃，放弃了我就不会再做了。但是呢，我会就是感兴趣在别的东西上， something totally unrelated I would dive into that， 有一些就是完全的无关的东西，完了我就会去投身于这个东西在里面， I become all consumed， 然后我就会变得万能，我就会说 hey，我得到了我的，我找到了我的这个兴趣爱好，我找到了我的梦中要做的事情。And then I would hit this point again， 于是我又到这个点上，我又开始变得无聊，最终呢我会放弃。但是然后我会发现一个新的东西，完全不同的，完了我又会埋身去做这个事情。这个趋势给了我非常多的焦虑， This pattern caused me anxiety for 两个原因。第一个原因是呢，我无法确保 how I was going to turn any of this into a career， 我怎么把其中的一个呢变成一个职业，我不知道怎么变成职业，我认为呢我可能最终啊会选一个，完了会否认其他的那些激情，然后我 just resign myself to being bored， 完了就会让自己屈服于这个无聊。另一个原因呢，是他给了带来的非常多的焦虑 ，was a little bit more personal， 是非常私人的，是非常私人的。我担心 there was something wrong with this， 我担心会有什么出错的地方。Something wrong with me for being able to stick with anything， 就是我无法坚持于某一件事情是错误的。我担心 I was afraid of commitment， 我害怕于这个承担责任。And that I was scattered or that I was self-sabotaging. 我非常的害怕，我非常的这个自大。我开始害怕于我自己的成功。如果你可以把我的这个故事联系到这些感情上呢，那么我希望你问自己一个问题。那么这个问题也是我当时希望你去问的。If you can relate this assign, I'd like to ask yourself a question that I wish I had asked myself back then. 问你自己说 where you learn to assign the meaning of wrong or abnormal to doing many things. 你是什么时候学到这么一个标准，就是说什么在你做的事情中什么是错误的，什么是古怪的异常的。我会告诉你 where you learned it.你在哪里学到了 ？You learn it from the culture. 你是从文化中学到了。你是从文化中学到的。We're first asked the question, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" 我们一开始给你们问这个问题，说你长大想要做什么 ？And when we're about 5 years ago, and the truth is that no one really cares what you say when you're just that age. 那我们五年前呢，就是当我们还有五岁的时候呢，真实情况是没人在乎。你说什么都行。It is considered an innocuous question. 它被想成一个非常无辜的一个问题，没有害的一个问题。Post little kids 是专门给小孩看的，然后是为了引发一种非常可爱的回答，就像我想成为宇航员，我想成为这个芭蕾舞的舞蹈演员，我想成为海盗。那么如果你真的想成为海盗，你可以 insert Halloween costumes here， 这是个玩笑，就是让你穿这个这个万圣节的这个制服。 But this question get asked us again and again we get older. 那么在我们长大以后，这个问题被一遍一遍的去询问，再以不同的形式去询问。举例子哈，高中的时候，学生们可能会被问到说，大学想学什么专业？在这个时候 ，What do you want to do when your girl goes from being the cute exercise once was to the thing that keeps us up all night? 于是这个问题变成了我们每夜熬夜去学习的一个目的。那么为什么呢？实际上哈，当这个问题启发了一些孩子去做梦，那他以后未来能成为什么 ？It does not inspire them to dream about all that they could be， 并不让他们去梦想自己所有能做的事。实际上呢，它相反的，因为它让一些人问你 "What you want to be"， you can reply with 20 different things， 你无法去这个回应以20种不同的东西进行回应，尽管呢。Well-meaning adults, 这些心怀好意这些成人呢可能会笑着或者说哦多么可爱但是你无法同时成为一个这个小提琴手的制作小提琴的制作者还有一个心理学家你必须选一样。于是他举个例子哈就说这是一个叫做 Dr. Bob Child, 他这是一个博士。他呢是一个心理学家完了呢这个人不对他是一个心理学家这是 Amy NG 他是一个 magazine editor 他是一个这个杂志的编辑完了最后变成了一个企业家一个老师还有一个非常非常有创造性的导演但大多数的孩子根本就不听说有这种人 All they hear is that they're going to have to choose 他们听到是他们必须要选择 But it's more than that The notion of the narrowly focused life is highly romanticized in our culture The notion of narrowly focused life 就是这种想这种聚焦的这种生活在是在被我们的文化非常的浪漫化 It is this ideal of destiny or the one true calling是一种这种想法什么呢命运或者是心里的真正的召唤是这种想法 that we each have one great thing we're meant to do during our time on this earth 就是我们一定会有一个自己在永生之年的哈在有生之年必须要完成的事情 and you need to figure out what the thing is and devote your life to it 你必须要这个捐奉献出自己的生命去做好它 what if you're someone who isn't wired this 如果你不是这种人的那么如果你是一种比如说你可以做一下做了很多事情呢我们管这种人叫做 multi-potentialite, 就是有多种潜能者。多种潜能者是 someone with many interests, 他有很多很多的天赋完了他可以做很多的事情。那么 it is easy to see your multi-potentiality as a limitation.可能很简单就可以看出来就是你的这种多潜能是一种限制或者是一种阻碍是你必须要克服的 What I've learned through speaking with people and writing about these ideas on my website is that there are some tremendous strength to being this way Here are three multi-potential superpowers 现在就想举例说就是这些多种潜能的人呢他们有三种超能力一个叫做想法的合成就是一种把两种思维合成一体的人那举个例子叫做黄沙和 Rachel Banks 他们有自己的兴趣一个是摄影一个是那个数据的处理还有旅行还有数学还有设计因为他们创建了一个公司叫做 Meshu 是一个公司去制造这个 Custom Geographically Inspired Jewelry 制造一种根据地理环境而设计的这个珠宝沙呢和 Rachel 他们想到了这个非常非常独特的想法 是因为他们的这个混合的一种技能还有经历The second multi-potentialist superpower is rapid learning. 那么第二种呢叫做快速学习。但是呢当这种多潜力者呢就是开始对某件事情非常非常的有兴趣的时候呢 ,we go hard, 我们变得非常的艰难。我们看每一件事情我们
都认为我们认为都可以做好，我们会变得非常习惯于去作为初学者。
We've been beginners so many times in the past.
因为在过去呢，我们已经成为这个初学者已经很长时间了，已经有很多次了。那么这意味着呢，我们不惧怕于尝试新的东西，我们喜欢啊踏出自己的那个圈子。更多的是呢，很多这个技能呢 ，and transferable across disciplines 是可以跨越这个学术范围，可以去转变的。我们把所有东西我们学过的 to every new area we pursue 去给予那些新的区域我们所追求的。So we're really starting from scratch. 所以呢，我们仅仅啊 ，we're really starting from scratch. 我们仅仅是从草图开始做起。
Before becoming a writer, Nora was a financial planner.
那么举个例子说，这个在成为一个作家之前呢 ，Nora 她是一个经济学家。那么这个人他有超凡的这个肌肉记忆力。他说他现在是最快的这个打字员。那么第三个超能力叫做适应力 ,adaptability。就这种超能力呢，它可以伪装成 whatever you need to be in a given situation, 你可以伪装成一个任何一种人当你在一个现有的环境中。想法的合成啊，快速的学习，还有这个适应力，这三个技能呢是这个多潜力者非常非常这个有能力去做的。还有三个这个技能 ,they might lose if pressure to narrow their focus, 他们可能会失去当他们压迫于自己做一个东西。作为一个社会呢 ,we have a vested interest in encouraging multipotentialists to be themselves. 我们有非常多的兴趣去鼓励这些多潜力者去做自己。我们有非常非常复杂的多维度的这种问题在我们的世界中，我们需要一些这些 multipotentials, creative out of the box thinker, 就是可以想出这个局限的这些人去解决。所以我说怀抱你的很多的激情，去跟随你的这个好奇心， follow your curiosity down those rabbit holes, 去追随着这些兔子洞去，完了去好奇的去探讨这些兔子洞，去探索你的交叉点 intersections, embracing our inner wire leads to a happier, more authentic life, 去拥抱一个更加高兴的，更加辛勤努力的一个生活。可能呢，更重要的是呢，多潜力者呢，这个世界是需要你的。好了，那么为大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。